ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto 10 chapter 14 text number 7. This chapter is entitled as Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna. Gunatmana te api gunan dimatum hitva vatirnasya ka ishire asya kalena.
Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gunatmanaste pi gunan dimatum. Hitva vatirnasya ka isharesya kalena yairva nimita sukalpair bhupam sabha khe mehikas dyu bhashaha. In time, learned philosophers or scientists might be able to count all the atoms of the earth, the particles of snow, or perhaps even the shining molecules radiating from the sun, the stars, and other luminaries. But among these learned men, who could possibly count the unlimited transcendental qualities possessed by you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have descended unto the surface of the earth for the benefit of the living entities? So, here Sri Brahmaji is offering his prayers, and his prayers are coming directly from the core of his heart. After that experience of seeing Krishna's opulence, in fact, bewilderment of Lord Brahma is caused because Krishna exhibited his Yoga Maya Shakti. And when Brahmaji saw that, he became ecstatic. Actually, when you are defeated by somebody, you don't become ecstatic, you become despondent, you are distressed. But in case of Lord Brahma, by seeing the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became so ecstatic, he became so happy, and therefore is offering these beautiful prayers. These are not prayers compiled by Lord Brahma sitting in a corner. They are just outpouring of his heart, being so happy to see the glory of his master. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that those who understand Krishna's opulence, what is that? 10.7? So vikalpena yogena yujyate natra samshaya. How does it begin? Yeah, yamam yam vibhutim cha. That one who understand Krishna's opulence, Lord is saying here, undoubtedly he will engage in my devotional service. There is no question. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that people have some abstract concept of God being great. But they don't have the details of how God is great. If they know the greatness of God as described in the Vedic literature, then it is quite easy for one to engage in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Brahma had the factual experience. He saw Krishna's greatness. And immediately he started offering his beautiful prayers. Same thing happened with Lord Shiva also. When Lord Shiva saw the magnificent form of Mohini Murti, he desired to see Mohini Murti, and Krishna warned him, "Do you really want to see this form?" And Lord Shiva said, "Yes." And Lord Shiva is dhira, one cannot disturb Lord Shiva. So Lord Krishna, he exhibited his yogamaya potency. He showed Mohini Murti form to the demigods and the demons. Even the demigods were not bewildered, because that form of the Lord when he exhibited was under the Mahamaya potency. But if he has to actually capture the attention of Lord Shiva, make Lord Shiva mad, then the Lord was thinking what to do. Then he exhibited the Yoga Maya potency, and sure enough Lord Shiva was bewildered. But then again, Srila Sukadeva Goswami explains, Lord Shiva was not at all ashamed. He in fact was amazed by the greatness of the Lord. So therefore, bewilderment of the living entity up to the level of Lord Brahma is not at all astonishing. It is not astounding. That is quite natural. But what is greatness is that even though they are bewildered by Krishna, their love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply expands. They become more attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They want to render more and more service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the beauty of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the other literatures, even other Vedic literature, what to speak of the scriptures of the Mlechas and Yavanas, the concept of God can only give the experience of fear. It does not go beyond that. But the explanation in the Vedic literature, the explanation of God's character, God's qualities, what does it do? It goes beyond the principle of fear. In fact, it simply enhances one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You don't find, while glorifying the greatness of God, you also experience the greatness of God's smallness. You understand the vibhuti of Krishna. Srila Rudayananda Maharaj writes the summary of this chapter. While experiencing the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Brahma also experiences the sweetness of Lord Krishna. When you experience the greatness of the Lord, it is awesome. You become full of reverence. It is not sweet. Rather, you simply want to bow down all the time. Sometimes you see, some people when they see some great personality, only one thing they do is that they keep bowing down all the time. They can't talk, they can't speak, they can't express anything. That is quite natural. But here with Lord Krishna, it's a contradictory thing. Experience the opulence of the Lord, but at the same time experience the sweetness of the Supreme Personality of God. This contradiction can only exist in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. We are discussing in our Janmashtami festival. When Lord appeared in the prison cell of Kamsa, Srila Prabhupada explains that Vasudeva and Devaki were simultaneously experiencing Krishna's opulence and Krishna's sweetness. When you see a baby child, ordinary baby child, you feel compassion for it. Why? Because it is suffering so much. Crying, you know, is not clothed properly, he had no clothes, nothing is there. You know, staying in the mother's womb for so long. So the child becomes object of your compassion. But when Krishna appeared, he didn't become object of compassion. Rather, Krishna was exhibiting his compassion to Devaki and Vasudeva. And he appeared in great grandeur with his full 400 form, Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, with a beautiful crown. But at the same time, with that grandeur, Lord also exhibited his sweetness. Vasudeva Devaki, they didn't know what to do with him. Therefore, Devaki prays to the Lord. She said that Vishwam Yadetad Swatanavo Nishanti, that my dear Lord, that we see in this material world or in the entire cosmos that everything moving and non-moving Yathavakasham Purusho Paro Bhavan. That everything and everybody has taken shelter within your womb. All the living entities, moving and non-moving, entire cosmic manifestation has taken shelter within your womb during the time of annihilation. But now, the amazing point is that Vibharti Soyam Mama Garbhogo Bhut. But that same personality in whom everything takes shelter, what does he do now? Vibharti Soyam Mama Garbhogo Bhut. Aho Nrlokasya Vidambanam Hitat. He said, she said that even though everything is taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, now that Supreme Lord has taken shelter in my womb, this will be a great vidambana. Vidambana means it's a joking. People will call, she's saying the Lord, Upasamhara Vishwatman, Adalokam Alaukikam. That please withdraw your transcendental form of Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. Why? Even though Devaki is talking about Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she's saying you please hide this form of your Chaturbhuja and appear like a baby child. Why? So that I can hide you in some corner. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he takes the role of Krishna. The style of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's writing commentaries, that he actually makes it very live. The Lord is asking, he said, Devaki, what is this? My dear mother, what is this? You offered big, big prayers, calling me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, calling me that everything is taking shelter under me. You know, I've killed so many demons. You're glorifying me. It is all empty word. Now you are saying, you please remove this form, I'm scared of Kamsa. You don't have faith in my power. Are these all empty words? And Devaki says, no, what can I do? Because there is love, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, when somebody is imbued with love of Krishna, then the opulence is naturally covered. So even within Krishna's opulence, when Krishna exhibits his opulence, what is the beauty of Krishna's character? The character of Krishna, even though there is exhibition of opulence, it may give rise to awe and reverence for some time. But then it turns into sweetness toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This can only happen with the personality of Krishna because of his inconceivable potency. Just like Srila Sanatan Goswami is explaining here, there is no limit to Krishna's qualities. Quite amazing that Krishna can exhibit one quality or each quality to different individuals. And there are unlimited living entities. And every living entity can experience different character of Krishna, which is not experienced by other living entity. But at the same time, Krishna can appear like a very ordinary child. And that is the beauty of Lord Krishna's pastime. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami, he gives one of the important part of his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to describe the qualities of Krishna. And Krishna gives an indirect hint in the Bhagavad Gita what happens if you try to know about Krishna's qualities. We see simultaneously devotees of the Lord, they say, we cannot understand you, but they are understanding Krishna. Brahmaji is saying, one cannot understand you, but is very clearly able to understand Krishna's disposition, Krishna's personality. How is it possible? He knows that he cannot understand, but his understanding of Krishna is simply becoming more and more clear. His relationship with the Supreme Personality of God is becoming very clear. How is it possible? Only because of the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the hint is given in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that hint? That one who understands the qualities of Krishna also possesses the qualities of Krishna. Krishna explains that janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvata tektva deham punar janma naiti mameti swarjuna. That one who understands Krishna's nature, he also acquires the nature of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains in one place, just like when Lord appears in this material world or in different material worlds, what does he do? He performs unlimited pastimes. And by the grace of the Lord, because a living entity also has such a strong connection with the Supreme Lord, he also acquires the same qualities. Just like Krishna expands in each universe, similarly Arjuna, his great devotee, by the power of the Supreme Lord also expands like Krishna. One Arjuna is there in all the different universes. One place is acting as if he is bewildered. On other place is ordering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In another universe, he is offering his obeisances, saying that I am freed from the illusion. In other universes, he is lying down with Krishna, joking around with the Lord. They are not different Arjunas, they are one. That's one Arjuna who is expanding as Krishna expands unlimitedly. That is the beauty of Krishna's pastime. That simply by saying that I don't understand Krishna, you get knowing to understand Krishna. And the non-devotees, when they try to capture Krishna within their feast, They are amazed. Somebody has put that article of some NASA scientist. Just see the arrogance. He understands there is something superior than the normal phenomena what we see. But is very clear, consciously very clear to say, I don't say it is God. Knowing about the material world, the phenomena of this world, to some extent, does not give rise to devotional service. Only when receives the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one can actually engage in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore Srila Rupa Goswami, he explains in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Krishna's character, if you study the 64 qualities of Krishna which are chosen by Rupa Goswami as main character, they are unlimited. The 64 qualities of Krishna are contradictory to each other. They are not in harmony. Usually if you have a character, if you have a quality, no, they are all consistent with other qualities. And Rupa Goswami, he categorizes the 64 qualities into 4 traits in the Lord, 4 personality traits. One is dhirodatta. Dhirodatta means very grave, very sober. If you see somebody who is very sober and grave, you don't expect him to be jolly and funny. That's exactly opposite to each other. If he behaves like that, you have a problem. You know, what happened to him? Is he normal or he has become some problem in his personality? But Srila Rupa Goswami explains, Lord Krishna, while exhibiting the character of dhirodatta, very sober, very grave, very mild, immediately becomes dhiralalita. What is that? He's funny. He jokes around. He plays around. And then suddenly becomes dhira prashanta. Mild, very sober. And again he becomes dhirodatta. Dhirodatta means envious, proud, sarcastic. When Lord Krishna had received the news of Kala Yavana's attack, he wrote a letter to Kala Yavana. And what was the content of the letter? It was so sarcastic. There is no sadachar in that letter. Krishna wrote a letter to Kala Yavana. He said, you fraud, find some well to hide yourself, because there is a black snake in the form of Krishna who is going to devour all the frogs. So Srila Rupa Goswami explained, this is the sign of envy. Just see, such a sarcasm is there. Lord Krishna is addressing Kala Yavana, that you frog, hide in some well. And then same Krishna in another place, when he defeated Kaliya, he destroyed Kaliya completely. But he was explaining to Kaliya, while glorifying Krishna as a pleasing talker, Rupa Goswami explains, he said, "My dear Kaliya, please forgive. What can be done? Just for the sake of my Brajbasis, I had to handle you like this. Don't take it very seriously." So in one hand, Krishna is being very sarcastic, very outright, non-Vaishnava etiquette, blasting Kalayavan, but on the other hand, he is very pleasing to Kaliyana. So this contradictory traits in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are not dosha. They are not defect in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, they are bhushan. They are ornament. So therefore, only the devotees of the Lord can appreciate Krishna. Not everybody can appreciate Krishna. And when we understand Krishna's greatness, the whole concept of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the whole philosophy of Vaishnava Siddhanta as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what does it make? It makes Krishna as human as possible. While understanding the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was speaking to Sanatan Goswami, there is one chapter, and in that chapter Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibits Krishna's opulence, Krishna's greatness. And then he also talks about Krishna's sweetness. There is Krishna's greatness and there is Krishna's sweetness. After speaking about Krishna's greatness and Krishna's sweetness, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about the process of devotional service. The process of devotional service, unless you understand the greatness and the sweetness of the Lord, one cannot engage in the pure devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you understand the greatness of a personality, the natural disposition of our character is that, why not ask something from him? He's so great, so let me ask something from him. He is the source of everything. Krishna, in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vritrasur glorified Lord as the source of all opportunities. Krishna is the source of all opportunities. And the conditioned souls, what is their character? The source of all miseries. From their early birth, they exhibit the character of being miserable. So somebody is so miserable and he has the opportunities to meet the person is source of all opportunity. What will be the next step? The next step that you want, ask something from the source of all opportunities. You want to take all the facilities, all the benefit from the source of all opportunity. But here in devotional service is exactly opposite. You meet the source of all opportunities and you are the source of all misery. But while meeting such source of all opportunity, the Supreme Lord Krishna, your desire to offer him everything simply increases. You want to serve him. You feel that Krishna is depending on you. How do you understand this concept? It is ununderstandable. One cannot actually try to imagine and calculate and analyze how this can happen. And that is considered as pure devotional service. That is considered as understanding Krishna properly. Even the demonic personalities like Kamsa, they can understand this concept. How Krishna is depending upon his devotees. Therefore, what did Kamsa order? He said, you kill all the brahmanas, all the saints. By killing the brahmanas and saints, what will happen? Krishna will also die. Because he is depending on the yajna, he is depending on the sacrifice. Unless he provides that, unless this saintly people provide this to Krishna, he will not sustain. There was some understanding, but he forgot to understand that Krishna still is independent. We were discussing this when Lord Krishna was going away from the Rasa dance. He hid himself from the gopis. And the gopis were looking for Krishna everywhere. And they could not find the Supreme Lord. And eventually when Krishna came there, so they asked the Lord, he said, my dear Lord, what is this? What kind of behavior is this? Now how can you challenge God like that? You cannot challenge God like that, but they were challenging. In fact, the gopis said, my dear Lord, you came as Lord Ramachandra. They knew Krishna's personality. They knew how Krishna was great. They said, my dear Lord, you came as Lord Ramachandra. And an ordinary hunter, when he kills somebody, he kills some animal. What is the reason for killing? Because you want the flesh. So there is some reason for which he kills the animal. But you are much cruel than the animal hunter. Why? Because for no reason you killed Wali. There was no reason for killing Wali, but still you killed. Therefore you are worse than the hunter who kills for the flesh. And then Shurpanaka approached you. As a Kshatriya you could have fulfilled her desire. But you are so hard-hearted. Not only you didn't deny her, rather what you did? You cut off her nose and ears. Just see your cruelty. And as Vamandev, when Bali Maharaj offered you everything, not only bound him with the Varuna ropes, but you ridiculed him, you insulted him. Just see your character. But what can be done? We cannot avoid you. We can't stop talking about you. So there is the understanding of Krishna's activities as Lord Ram, as Vamandev, as Trivikram, but at the same time there is a chastisement. They are chastising the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill for 7 days and seven nights, when you see something like that, you realize he is really great. You just keep bowing down to him. But Mother Yashoda was chastising Krishna. You know, why you're playing around like this with this mountain? Why don't you keep it? Or the coward boys are saying, Krishna, why not give it to somebody else? Give it to Sudama's hand. He will carry it because he always defeats in the wrestling match. So by seeing the opulence of Krishna, when there is a desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, offer everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking that Krishna is depending upon our service, that ignorance, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, is caused because of prema. The demons like Duryodhana and Kamsa and Jarasandha were also ignorant. But that ignorance was caused because of envy. When there is ignorance caused because of prema, what does it do? It intensifies one's service to Krishna. One enhances one's service, one becomes more and more dexterous to serve the Supreme Lord. But when there is ignorance caused by envy, what does that do? One does not want to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is Vrindavan. That is the land of Vrindavan. Therefore, Lord Brahma, by seeing Krishna's greatness, he saw Krishna's greatness. What was the beginning of Krishna's greatness? When Brahmaji saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he saw him first time after being bewildered by Lord Krishna, and he agreed that I am bewildered, he saw Krishna holding rice in his left hand. Now again, if somebody holds rice in left hand, that is not proper etiquette. If you see somebody eating with his left hand, you know, it's quite amusing. And you want to tell him that why don't you eat with your right hand. But he is seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead holding rice in his left hand and standing there very pleasingly. And therefore Lord Brahma, eventually in the conclusion of his prayers, what does he say? That my dear Lord, I am not qualified to be born in Vrindavan. I don't have that ability. So therefore, what do I pray? That let me be born as one of the rock or a grass outside the outskirts of Vrindavan. So that the great devotees of the Lord, when they enter into Vrindavan, at least before entering into Vrindavan, let them step on my head. Brahmaji became so humble by seeing Krishna's greatness, by seeing Krishna's sweetness, he wanted to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore he prayed that let me become like a grass. And then he glorified the Brajbasis. just see the greatness of Brijbasi is that even though Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are so fortunate, they are feeding their breast milk to the Supreme Brahman. And therefore that Raghupati Upadhyay, when he came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was glorifying Lord Krishna. And what was his glorification which pleased Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He said, Upanishads, Shrutis and Smritis, they worship him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the great. Everybody is fearful of him. But whom do I worship? I don't worship him as the personality from the Shrutis or Smritis. But I worship Krishna who is crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. I worship Nanda Maharaj in whose courtyard the Supreme Brahman is crawling out of fear. And when this understanding is there, the sweetness and beauty of Krishna, then Brahmaji speaks a very significant verse tomorrow. What is that? Tattenu kampa susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipagam. It's very significant that while understanding Krishna's greatness and Krishna's sweetness, one's desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead increases, and then whatever comes in one's life, what do they do? With great eagerness, folding their hands, they worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, devotional service, the pure devotional service is the domain of pure devotees. We don't approach Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explained, that we don't approach Krishna for material desires, fulfilling of our material desires. In fact, whatever so-called religion is there available in the material world, either in the West or East, it's all focused upon how much can we take from God. In fact, people say that is his duty. He has to provide us. He is the provider and we are the enjoyers. But here, Lord Brahmaji is teaching us, Krishna is the enjoyer and we are the provider. Even though we have nothing, still we have to provide. Nobody can understand this. And therefore Srila Jiva Goswami, he explains, unless one understands the inconceivable activities of the Lord, the Achintya Shakti, the part of Achintya Shakti of the Lord is to depend upon his devotees. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, okay, one may say that, no, Krishna was able to bewilder. In fact, all the devotees out of love, they were rendering service to the Lord. Okay, they are bewildered. But what about Krishna? When he was rubbing his eyes with that black mascara, kajal, because He was fearful of Mother Yashoda and he was running here and there. And Kunti Maharani, by remembering this pastime, what does she say? She said, I am completely bewildered by this. That the personification of Krishna, whom you are the fear personified, are fearful. And such personality is fearful of Mother Yashoda. He said, this is completely bewildering. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, was it Krishna was acting as if he was fearful and bewildered, or is it real? If the absolute truth, who is full of knowledge, full of eternity, full of bliss, he is acting as if he is ignorant of his power, he is crying, he is becoming fearful. Was it a drama? Was it a show or it was a reality? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says it is a reality. Otherwise Kunti would not say it is bewildering to me to see that you are bewildered. So therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam, what does it teach? The concept of pure devotional service taught in the Srimad Bhagavatam is not seen anywhere else. Nowhere it is there. And therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this concept. The concept of understanding Krishna's greatness. We don't avoid understanding of Krishna's greatness. When there is lack of we lack understanding Krishna's greatness and only study the sweet pastimes of the Lord, there is a tendency to take Krishna to be ordinary. One will accept Krishna to be ordinary if you only study the sweet pastimes of the Lord. But on the other hand, if you only understand Krishna's greatness and not understand Krishna's sweetness, there is a tendency to make Krishna object of our sense gratification. Or at best, worship the Lord with great grandeur and awe and reverence. And sometimes there is also a tendency to see Krishna, who is all pervasive. He is so great, he is so wonderful. You know, somebody exhibiting such a power, he cannot be a one person, he cannot be a personality. That is a tendency. But pure devotional service, as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it gives the combination of these two. You understand the greatness of Krishna, you understand the sweetness of Krishna. When these two understandings are there, where does that lead? That leads to rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, engaging in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, beginning with the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the conclusion of this purport, he is quoting that Lord Sankarsan has actually counted the dust particles. He has counted the particles of sun rays, but still is not able to conclude the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes. Because you have heard that a jiva can expand into seven at the most. So, how do you understand it? Arjuna, is it like, is Prabhupada writing? Just clarify.
No, what to speak of eight? Saubhari Muni expanded himself into 50. Prabhupada writes in one, he wrote one letter to one disciple about Arjuna being eternal associate. Then he asked this question, how is that? If Arjuna is eternal, then does he go with Krishna in all the universes? Prabhupada said, yes, by the power of Krishna, a living entity can also expand just like Krishna. All the universes simultaneously. One soul, but unlimited forms. Yeah, Prabhupada writes in, if you read Shikshamrita, you'll find there. Yes, Chaitanya Chaitanya.
I wanted to know how we should balance ourselves in studying or understanding Krishna's greatness and sweetness. One side, Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Nakare Ahala Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, so at what stage should we study the pastimes of Krishna, or how much should we emphasize the philosophy? Or how do we approach both of these, the greatness and the sweetness?
Prabhupada mentioned to one of his disciples, Bhagavad Gita teaches us about Krishna's greatness. Now you respect the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supreme Person. And then the Srimad Bhagavatam teaches the activities of Krishna, the sweet pastimes of the Lord. Therefore, the whole ninth canto, what we study while studying the Srimad Bhagavatam, it simply talks Krishna's greatness as the protector of his devotees, coming to protect the devotees. When we go up to the ninth canto, we are already established with Krishna's supremacy, Krishna's greatness, Krishna's protection to his devotees. But when you come to the tenth canto, suddenly the whole scene changes. Where does it lead? It leads to the scene of devotee protecting Krishna. Even though Krishna is protecting them, you know, devotees are going to different personalities. Devaki, she is saying, you know, you avoid this 400 form because Kamsa might kill you. So that if you come in 200 form, and I can hide you somewhere. Just see, seeing opulence of Krishna, still she is fearful of Krishna's protection. She wants to hide Krishna. So therefore, that if you have studied thoroughly the ninth canto, till first to ninth canto, then study of the tenth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, is properly set. There is a proper foundation. And then the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada is explaining to some devotees, then Chaitanya Charitamrita is much intense. If somebody wants to love God, then Chaitanya Charitamrita is teaching us how to love God. Therefore, it is inconceivable the difference between what the Gaudiya Vaishnava is presenting, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is presenting, and other philosophers presenting. You cannot compare them. Just very easy. It is quite natural to ask from God. It is not wrong to ask from God, because He is source of everything. And you have nothing, you are a beggar. So naturally ask from God. There is no harm in that. But what Gaudiya Vaishnava is teaching, that you know Krishna is the provider, He is the source of everything. But then, where does it lead to? After knowing Krishna is provider of everything, you want to provide Krishna. Does it make any logic? Does it make any sense? But that is the nature of your devotional service. You provide Krishna, and Krishna thinks that he needs from you. There is no such concept described in any part of the Vedic literature or in the literatures of, you know, the Western philosophy. Only in the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy this concept is there, that where you understand the greatness of the Lord. When Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill, all the Brijvasis came asking, what's his personality? Who is this person? And Nanda Maharaj repeated the exact verses spoken by Gargacharya. But what was his conclusion? He is Mahapurush. You know, he has the all resemblance of Lord Narayan, but still we need to protect him. That was their conclusion. So therefore, in our devotional life, sadhana bhakti involves, therefore, how do you worship Radha and Krishna? You worship Radha Krishna in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. Unless in sadhana bhakti we appreciate Krishna, we respect Krishna, there is awe and reverence, then by doing that, in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, eventually it will give rise to spontaneous bhakti. Therefore, one of the qualities of Krishna which explained by Rupa Goswami says, well-wisher, And then Srila Prabhupada explains, when you preach the message of Bhagavad Gita, you become the well-wisher of Krishna. Again, what does it show? That Krishna is depending upon your well-wishes. When you preach the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, you are the well-wisher of the Lord. Like that devotee mentioned to Lord Tirupati in Balaji Mandir, when he was not given a darshan by the, you know, because of the system. So he said, you know, your existence is depending upon us. Because we preach about you, therefore you exist. And now just see the pride, you don't even allow us to come and see you. There is a love of anger. So then he wrote the Lord like that. He said, we go around everywhere, we establish your supremacy, we say that you are existing, we say that you are the provider, and because we are saying that therefore you exist, there was love in that. And the Lord Balaji, when he heard that, he was little scared. So he came right in front of that devotee during the Ratha festival. And he stopped there. He said, see me as much as you want to see me. Again, Rupa Goswami explains, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Lord, when you would come in front of Ugrasen, how would he talk to him? He said, my dear Lord, what order is there for me? What can I do for you? So this concept, we understand intellectually. Even understanding of this concept given by Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu itself is so great and so wonderful. And the practice will come eventually when we follow the sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti involves maryada marg. Maryada marg means there is restriction. And then when you continue doing sadhana bhakti in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the time will come when we render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we realize that He is depending upon us. Just, if you try to analyze that, it is beyond our understanding. The source of everything is depending on the source of nothing for his sustenance. Does it make any sense? But makes all absolute sense in the path of your devotional service. So therefore, yes, we study Bhagavad Gita properly. You know, fortunately many devotees are writing the commentaries of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, commentaries of Baldev Vidyabhushan, and it enhances the understanding what Prabhupada has given. And you study and understand the greatness of the Lord. Even though Arjuna saw Krishna's universal form, and he offered his respect to the Lord, how long did it last? Not for a long time. Again he became very dear friend of the Lord. He would boast that I will protect you, Krishna, don't worry. You know, you just hold your ground. That Sakharas is not caused because of pride. It is caused because of devotion to the Supreme Lord. Yes?
Remembrance of Krishna, of say, as is Vibhuti described in the 10th chapter, or remembrance of Krishna as Vrajendranandan, is that these different remembrances have different purificatory potencies? Or is it that we remember Rasohap Sukamte? Does that give the same amount of purification as say, Krishna Shyamasundar?
Ultimately, our goal is to, Prabhupada explains, I think, in 11.55, Bhagavad Gita, that our goal is to remember the 200 form of Krishna, the Shyam Sundar form. We are supposed to be attracted to that form of the Lord, which involves you rendering service to that form. When you see 400 form, naturally you depend on that form of the Lord. So greater purity, again in bhakti yoga, in pure devotional service, there is no aspiration for purity also. We don't come to Krishna for, I'm talking in the highest platform of devotional service, you don't come there for purification. You're not asking for purity also. You're simply asking for devotional service. Yes, in the sadhana bhakti stage, we aspire for purity. We ask the Supreme Pure that you please purify me, so that I can engage in your devotional service. But once we are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, then again all these desires are kept aside. Then simply there is service to the Supreme Personality of God. Yes, therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, in our level we don't make any discrimination. We worship Varade, we worship Narsingh Bhagwan, we worship Matsya Avatar, all incarnations of the Lord are equal to us. There is no difference. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, when devotees are trying to contemplate on Gopi Bhav in Los Angeles, Prabhupada said, there is no difference between Radharani and tree in Vrindavan. There is no difference at our level. So therefore, making a distinction between Krishna, Shyam Sundar, and Krishna, the 400 form, at our level, is not right. Therefore, we have to understand we worship Lord Krishna in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. Even though we are worshipping Radha Krishna, it is not that we think, oh, I am worshipping 400 Lakshmi Narayan. No. The form is Radha Krishna only, but there is reverence. In Vrindavan, when they worship Krishna, when they serve Krishna, somebody told me the story, the Brijvasis, that one day one great devotee of the Lord, he was tying a turban to the Lord. And many times he was trying and the turban was slipping from his hand and from the head of the Lord. And then this devotee became angry and he slapped Krishna. He said, why don't you rest yourself? Why you are restless? It seems, wow, You know, he's beating Krishna. I remember in one place, you know, some devotee dropped a DT from his hand. And he's saying, "Ka bhakta hai tum?" And I was there, I said, "Hey, come on." He said, "You cannot say like that. You dropped it, it's an offense. You beg forgiveness. You know, you are not on the level where you say that you drop the DTs from your hand because of carelessness and you are trying to act as if you are an advanced devotee." And that devotee, when Krishna was slapped by this devotee, after some time, this devotee, elderly gentleman, he was very elderly devotee, while dressing, you know, he started feeling sleepy. And he heard the slap of Krishna. Krishna slapped him and said, "Why are you sleeping now? Why don't you serve me?" If Krishna can behave that with us, then we can behave like the way that elderly devotee was behaving. But no, Krishna will not behave like that, because we don't have that level. So we practice devotional service in Maryada Marg. And then spontaneous attraction is given by the spiritual master and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by seeing our steadiness in devotional service. We discussed the conclusion of 19th chapter in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Vaishnava Prabhupada is, even though he says sadhana bhakti cannot give rise to bhava bhakti, but he says pradur bhavet bhavet kramaha. And he gone doing this sadhana bhakti, and eventually it will give rise to what? Bhava and prema bhakti. So last question. Expectation of this is a private question, so we will. Yes.
It was mentioned that bewilderment of living entities not uncommon. That Brahmaji and Lord Shiva, how they got bewildered and still their appreciation for Lord increased. So in our life, how we can, even though we may come across some difficulty or some bewilderment, still we are there in respect to consciousness and more enthusiasm and understanding.
Yes, so therefore when Brahmaji, Indra or Lord Shiva are bewildered, their appreciation for the Supreme Lord simply increases. When we are bewildered by the material energy, sometimes there is a tendency, even though I'm doing so much, why Krishna is not protecting me? Again, that devotional service is also, you know, with condition. No, you should not bewilder me. You know, Krishna can bewilder, why not? In fact, in our level, it is not Krishna, it is material energy. She is bewildering us. And we want that Maya should bewilder us. That is our position. We culture ignorance in our life and then blame Krishna. Why you are not protecting? Srila Prabhupada gives the guarantee that if you practice devotional service as prescribed by him, it's guaranteed that Maya will not bewilder us. But because we make some faults, unfortunately when a living entity, a conditioned soul, a neophyte devotee, all of us we are neophyte devotees. When we have some difficulties in spiritual life, rather than analyzing our own practice, where did I go wrong? I must have gone wrong here, I must have gone wrong there. Rather than seeing that, what do? We blame either Guru or society or eventually Krishna also. Therefore, bewildering is one thing. It can always happen. But what step do you take after that bewilderment? That is more important. And you should be very conscious of that. That bewilderment is caused because I lack conviction to practice devotional service. I cultured ignorance. That when the gopis, when Krishna disappeared from them, they asked, my dear Lord, why you didn't reciprocate with us? They asked three questions. It's an elaborate question, and Krishna answered those three questions. You know, one is that once somebody reciprocates, and second, you know, if, even if somebody does not reciprocate, he goes on reciprocating. And third is that they reciprocate each other. And they asked him, you belong to which category? Krishna said, I don't belong to any of this category. I belong to some other category. And what is that category? Why you didn't reciprocate? The Lord said, with a devotee who is getting purified in the path of devotional service, who has not developed complete attachment to me, by staying away from him, what do? I simply increase his hankering. Like Narad Muni. And what does a devotee feel? That I am not so sufficiently purified. Because of my own anarthas, I am not able to see Krishna. Because of my own anarthas, I am not able to come up to the level of my expectation of my spiritual master or Krishna. You curse, you condemn yourself. And those who have complete love for Krishna, why Krishna does not reciprocate? Just to show the entire world, just see their love. And again, add more fire in separation, the intensity of their separation, where when the union is there, it's so wonderful. So therefore, when such bewilderment is there, and that is the greatness of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they are so ecstatic. There is not even little bit of feeling, oh, I missed it. I could have actually, you know, played better off Krishna. No, he was total happy that yes, I'm so glad that I'm bewildered. And how does Brahmaji consider this? Say, my dear, I am like a small child in the womb of a mother. When the child kicks in the womb of the mother does not take it seriously. So please don't take it seriously. So he is agreeing that I am so insignificant. So that is the problem with the conditioned soul. And we will discuss that tomorrow. If he is bewildered but does not blame Krishna, we were discussing yesterday. One Srila Prabhupada disciple, after his fall, he was raised to the highest platform, and by his own doing he came down, crashing, terrible fall down. But he was mentioning, he said, I never blamed the society, I never blamed the devotees, I never blamed Srila Prabhupada's process, I blame myself. It's my fault. And because he did like that, he's again glorious. All blame towards me. Can you imagine somebody in such a high platform and did amazing service, risked his life? Why Krishna did not protect him? His fall down was so terrible. Very, very shameful fall down. From being such a big leader to such a big fall down. And what was his understanding? He said, it was all because of me. How can I blame anybody else? Because he had that consciousness, he never stopped chanting Hare Krishna. He continued. When something happens to us, when we trip from our spiritual practices, we say, does process really work? I am trying so hard and Krishna is not protecting me. First thing we do is that we stop chanting Hare Krishna. That is the greater bewilderment. And we choose to be bewildered like that. So we'll discuss that tomorrow in that verse where Brahmaji is talking about Tattenu Kampa. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam.